Welcome to the Vital Balance Support Conference Call.
Good morning. This is Linda Morris on the Vital Balance Information Tuesday Call. And today we have an interesting subject. We are going to be talking about the 1931 Peace Prize winner, The Root of Cancer. And actually, where is that beautiful picture I pulled up? And he talks about, you know, what the 1931 award that he won for a Nobel Prize is. Every single person who has cancer has a pH that is too acidic. And Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize in 1931 for proving that cancer can't survive in an alkaline oxygen-rich environment, but thrives in an acidic low oxygen environment. And on that note, I just want to mention that we do not make any medical claims. We're just gathering information and sharing information so everyone has maybe another track to go look for to support their health and their life. So on that note, there we're going to be talking about some of the products from Eakin this morning, because everything that is within the wellness home really is helping our bodies be more on the alkaline side opposed to the acidic side. So just an example of what might be very acidic would be battery acid. That's very acidic. It's what, one or two on the pH level? I'm not sure exactly because I'm not a scientist. Let's see, Coca-Cola is not much higher on the pH chart than that. So we actually always talk about our Pymag waterfall water and also the on-the-go Pymag sport bottle, because it has, on the pH level, it's generally between 8.5 and 9.5. Personally, every time I've tested, it's been on the 9.5 side. So I'm actually going to start off talking about the water, and then I'm going to bring Gloria in to talk about some other things. Does that sound like a good plan, Gloria?
Yes, it does.
Thank you very much. So this is actually from a sheet of paper that somebody put together and sent to me. It actually has the waterfall on it and the sport bottle. But the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The average Western diet is acid-producing and actually produces a low-grade systemic acidosis in otherwise healthy people. The vast majority of people experiencing less than optimal health or overt illness have pH levels that are overly acidic. Carbonated soft drinks, for example, are among the most acidifying substances found in the supermarket. Researcher Sang Wong, author of the book Reverse Aging, has found that to neutralize the acidifying effect of one glass of soda, the average person needs to drink 32 glasses of highly alkaline water to overcome the negative effects of that one glass of soda. The pH of a cola drink, for example, is 2.5, which would actually kill you if your body's many defense mechanisms weren't continually trying to keep your body slightly on the alkaline side. What can we do? In general, the majority of foods we eat at every meal should be alkalizing. You want to eat a good amount of fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and spices, with green vegetables and root crops being especially helpful. By contrast, you want to minimize your consumption of acidifying foods such as meat, fish, poultry, milk, and dairy products. And you want to entirely avoid refined carbohydrates, refined sugar, coffee, sodas, and most highly processed foods, all of which are very acidifying. If your body is 70 to 80% water, doesn't it make logical sense to hydrate yourself with great-tasting, pure, healthy, alkaline water? Drink half your body weight in ounces of alkaline water each day. And for home and office, the waterfall. Enhanced filtration certified by the U.S. Water Quality Association. Alkaline water with added minerals, pH 8.5 to 9.5. Ionized water to offset the oxidizing effect of the modern diet slows down cellular destruction. Turns tap water into great-tasting, healthy Pymag water. Municipal water sources. Most are 80 years out of date. There were 250,000 waterline breaks in 2010 alone. The Government Accountability Office reported that 84% of clean water violations are swept under the rug. Recently, 11 states had 20 outbreaks because of drinking water problems. According to the article above, may contain rocket fuel, birth control pills, arsenic, pharmaceuticals, and more. Just say no to drinking and showering in municipal water sources. On the go, the Pimag Sport Bottle. Less expensive, more practical than commercial bottled water, which is usually acidic in nature and, of course, stored in plastic. Laboratory tested to meet or exceed water quality standards. Produces alkaline water, pH of 8.5 to 9.5, and adds minerals. Reduces landfill waste, biodegrades to soil-enriching nutrients. Replaceable filter and drinking spout, approximately 40 gallons or 3 months of use for about 5 cents for a 20-ounce bottle. No hazardous chemicals to leach into the content. So, we've always said, if you're going to do one thing to improve your health, and we got this from Heather Lauk, naturopath, and this is what she did herself. Drink the alkaline water. And then you only have to worry about, say, the other 25% of your body and being healthy. I think that's just a most brilliant statement and such common sense. But there are a number of products that Neken has that do help and support alkalinity. We have the Jade Greenzymes, the 10-4, which is the organic energy drink that creates alkaline caffeine opposed to acid caffeine. Our Vital Balance, the Sleep System. There's just a, you know, all the magnetics actually helps your body be on the alkaline side, and the far infrared that we get from Neken. So on that note, Gloria, we were going to have you share some information on this subject. So this is Gloria Offerle.
Good morning, guys. I would just like to share that we have studied and read a lot of information about the benefit of alkalinity compared to acidity in our bodies and ways to keep in control of that. And absolutely everything Linda said is so important. The pH of all of Neken's nutrition brings your body's pH up. Anything pharmaceutical will bring it down. So there's another good reason to look at things natural. Our nutritionals are all whole foods, guys, so your body knows what to do with it, and it's good for it. In 1931, Otto Warburg won a Nobel Prize proving cancer can't survive in a alkali oxygenated environment. And that is such a major thing in our world today because we still spend a lot of time and effort on trying to cure cancer. Very short synopsis of what happened. In 1994, my husband, Curtis Tinker, was diagnosed with melanoma cancer. And that was because he was a triathlete. He ran and sweated like crazy. He swam in a chlorinated swimming pool, and he biked and spent lots of his physical energy. And his favorite drink was Diet Coke and coffee. So can you see, did all the red flags go up for you for every bit of that? Those are the things that, as we found Neken, it just slipped right into it, a healthier lifestyle. So our water shower micro bubbles takes out the chlorine and actually makes the water more pH friendly. It's wonderful. You'll love it. But to drink the Pimag water, I would like to share with you a little bit about adding natural sea salt to that group. And that's because we need the minerals in our bodies. As Linda stated, if we don't have a pH balanced something coming in, then our body has to donate the minerals to try to keep from killing us when we drink that Coca-Cola. So you need to put minerals back in. You need to get off the Cokes. Coffee is 5.5 on that pH scale. So even your cup of coffee this morning is adding acid to your system. And your body cannot survive in an acid environment. I sent a list of books that I have and Phil has studied about teaching that acid alkali to Linda, and I'm sure that we'd all like to have a copy of that as well as what she just read about our wonderful water. Those are great references. So, guys, if he had known, if we had known, if somebody would have cared enough about us, like a Nikin consultant, here we are, to share the benefits of getting your body alkaline, but the chemotherapy team tell his 46-year-old body could not handle any more chemotherapy. Then they sent him home with a morphine pump, and he died, and changed a lot of people's lives, including mine. And so, you guys, the people you care about, the people you don't even know, people are looking for an answer other than chemicals. Our world is addressing wellness now, and we have a perfect end for all of that. Most people you know that are past 50 have some health challenges. And I'm sorry to say that those health challenges are getting younger and younger because we have inundated ourselves with Coca-Colas and fast foods that bring the acid of our bodies up. So that's pretty much what I wanted to tell you, unless there's somebody has something specific that I mentioned before they'd like me to say again.
Well, and as you said, the importance of having a quarter teaspoon for every quart of alkaline water of the real salt or the Himalayan salt.
And natural sea salt.
And natural sea salt. Okay, so natural sea salt is good too.
Anything. Himalayan salt, real salt, they're all natural sea salt. You guys don't get white because it's been bleached. The reason you don't want table salt, white table salt, is because it not only was bleached to make it white, but it also has aluminum added to it. Neither one of those are good for our bodies. They don't want it. They just look at you like, what are you putting in me? Don't do this.
So that's like the bad salt that makes you bloat and can cause other health issues.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Well, I did print off this, so one page on Dr. Otto Heinrich Warburg. And he's been, he's quite the amazing man. In fact, I was reading that he'd actually been nominated for Nobel Prizes 47 times.
Quite a research doctor.
Hmm. So Dr. Otto Warburg discovered the root cause of cancer in 1923, and he received the Nobel Prize for doing so in 1931. Dr. Warburg was director of the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, now Max Planck Institute, for Cell Physiology at Berlin. He investigated the metabolism of tumors and the respiration of cells, particularly cancer cells. Below are some direct quotes by Dr. Warburg during medical lectures where he was a keynote speaker. And quotes, cancerous tissues are acidic, whereas healthy tissues are alkaline. Water splits into H+ and OH- ions. If there is an excess of H+, it is acidic. If there is an excess of OH ions, then it is alkaline. In his work, The Metabolism of Tumors, he demonstrated that all forms of cancer are characterized by two basic conditions, acidosis and hypoxia, lack of oxygen. Lack of oxygen and acidosis are two sides of the same coin. Where you have one, you have the other. All normal cells have an absolute requirement for oxygen, but cancer cells can live without oxygen. A rule without exception, Dr. Otto Warburg. Deprive a cell 35% of its oxygen for 48 hours and it may become cancerous. Dr. Warburg has made it clear that the prime cause of cancer is oxygen deficiency brought about by toxemia. Dr. Warburg discovered that cancer cells are anaerobic, do not breathe oxygen, and cannot survive in the presence of high levels of oxygen. Very interesting. So don't hold your breath. Stop holding your breath, people. there's just some very simple things that we can do just to, keep ourselves healthier. And, of course, drinking, half of your body weight in ounces of water every day, the alkaline oxygenated Pymag waterfall water. Sleeping on the sleep system every night. Even doing the best energy detox sleep baths. I actually done a test with a gal that has sickle cell anemia, and we checked her oxygen level of her blood before the foot bath and after. And in that 30-minute session, her oxygen level in her blood went up 10 points.
Wow.
And, you know, I was reminded of that as I was reading this morning. It's like, wow, okay. I don't give myself enough foot baths, and I give other people foot baths. It's one of my extracurricular events. So, wow. That's just a big deal. So going back to Dr. Sang Wong's book, Reverse Aging, and he is also talking about how to, scientific health methods easier and more effective than diet and exercise. And, you know, he talks about, you know, the importance of, drinking alkaline water. He talks about how bad smoking is because that is depleting oxygen in your system. But section 7.2, magnetic system and its effects on the human body. Magnetic sleep systems. Magnetic devices have been available in the country for some time. So I read this book 20 years ago, probably 19 years ago when I first started working with NICEM. Copyright is 1994. They have a sleeping system with about 200 small permanent magnets distributed throughout the pad, the comforter and pillow. While you sleep, you surround your body with magnetic flux. As described above, the blood contains many conducting substances such as iron in the hemoglobin. As these conducting substances move in the magnetic field, they generate electricity. This is the law of physics. We generate our house current using the same principle. In the blood, generating electricity manifests itself as the ionization of blood. When any molecule is ionized until it is mated with an equal and opposite charge, it is very active. In much the same way, a single person is very active in search for a mate, while married couples are very stable. Since the magnetic field and your heart pumping energy force the separation of plus and minus ions, they are very active until they settle down with any opposite polarity molecule. Don't worry, I'm not going to read a lot, so you don't have to let your brains fog over here, okay? In the active state, each ion has an electric field which induces water to be hexagonally structured and active. Active ions in the blood have been detected to loosen and chip away plaque and cholesterol buildup in the arteries, and it has been demonstrated that the use of a magnetic sleeping system lowers high blood pressure by slowly reducing the artery wall buildup of plaque. Hard labor and overworking damage cells. Sleeping in the magnetic sleeping system helps repair injured cells. If you have backaches and muscle cramps after a sudden laborious job, sleeping in the magnetic system will relieve the pain quickly. Speaking of the repair of the body, a magnetic field helps bone growth. When you have a bone fracture, a magnetic field helps the bones to grow back, especially in the cases where the bone parts are not joined together. Magnetic field prolongs mice lifespan. Dr. Okai of Kurin University in Japan has discovered an increase of the lifespan of red blood cells in the bodies of mice under a strong magnetic field environment. Dr. Okai also reports the average lifespan of a mouse is approximately 308 days. On subjecting mice to a magnetic field of 4,200 Gauss, mice have been recorded to live to an average of 400 days. Dr. Okai reports that this may be due to the sterilizing of the action and other positive life-prolonging attributes possessed by the magnetic field. And he writes, I have seen and experienced the effects of a magnetic sleeping system that helps to relieve aches and pains. When I mow my lawn and do the yard work for about 4 or 5 hours, I do feel aches and pains when I go to bed. It used to be that the following morning it was worse. I used to find some muscle pain in the morning in a place that I didn't feel pain the night before. However, if I sleep in the magnetic sleeping system, I feel much better in the morning. So this is from Reverse Aging by Sang Wong. And as I said before, we do not make any medical claims, but, you know, he can. Right? So does anybody else have something that they would like to add on this subject?
I'd like to tell you the story about a girl with ileostomy. Like to hear it?
Yes, thank you, Heather.
You're welcome. Once upon a time, about when I was just a newbie, I had a couple of girls come to my house. They both had ileostomies. If you don't know what an ileostomy is, your ileocecal valve is where comes from your intestine and it goes into your colon. So some people have, you know, bad colon, so they take them out and they put in a bag. And you wear that on the outside of your body, and it's connected right there. So everything that goes in your body comes out the bag instead of out your anus. So these two girls came to me for healings, and I give everyone a glass of water because I feel so good with it, and I knew it was good for my body. So these girls came, and I gave her, the first girl, a glass of water, did the healing on her, left them for about 10 minutes, and I walk back into the room, and she jumps off the bed, and she yells at me, "I got to have that water." And I said, "Okay, you know, it's a little scary to have somebody jump off the table at me." But I said, "All right, you can have the water, but why are you so excited about this?" She said, "Well, I've had this ileostomy since I was 22 years old. I'm 55 now." And she said, "I know that anything that goes in my mouth within 20 minutes comes into my bag." She said, "Not one drop of water was in my bag." So I just, that was just such an epiphany for me. It was just such a beautiful thing to have somebody say that. 33 years of knowing how her body works, and that water, our PIMAG water, our beautiful alkalized water, went into every single one of her cells and didn't go into her bag.
Yeah, I tell that story all the time because it's so amazing. You know, we always say that PIMAG water is, you know, what our body is made of, and as I was reading different things this morning, like how, well, like the sleep behind the sleep system creates hexagonal water. Well, that's what the PIMAG waterfall water is also, and that's what our blood is made of. So to actually give our bodies exactly what it's designed to be is just awesome.
It is.
And the fact that she had told you what, it was normally within 20 minutes of eating or drinking anything or any water, it goes directly to the bag.
Yes.
And none of this went to the bag. So, wow, that's like...
Not one drop, she
said.
Not one drop. That's why she was so excited.
The proof is in the pudding, right? So
the proof is in the ileostomy bag.
Yeah, the proof is not in there. Thank you so much, because that's vitally important. There is a 3 pages of information on our Jade Greenzymes, the young barley grass, which is a perfect food, and yeah, it's also gluten-free. But there's one part in here, two sentences I want to read on the features and benefits. You know, besides the fact that the Jade Greenzymes is actually watered with the PIMAG water as it's being grown, which is our water. Jade Greenzymes is naturally alkaline, which is vitally important in offsetting the acidifying effects of our environment and lifestyle. If the fluids in our bodies are acidic, calcium is leached from the bones to buffer the acid. Over the long term, this leads to bone loss and osteoporosis. Many bacteria, viruses, and other unhealthy organisms flourish in an acidic environment. And Jade Greenzymes comes in the powder, and it also comes in the capsules, but you get, three times as much in the powder as you do in the capsule container, essentially. So you could actually have Greenzymes 4 or 5 times a day. You know, if somebody is really going through an acid time and they really want to feed their body the perfect food, you could live on it alone. It would be pretty boring. But that's just how amazing Jade Greenzymes is. And Dr. Yoshua Hato, a gene engineer at the University of California in La Jolla, recently isolated a unique anti-inflammant from a young barley grass. Initially named PD-41, this agent is more effective than steroid medications in reducing and controlling inflammation. There's 3 pages of information on the benefits of Jade Greenzymes. So I'm not going to go into that right now because we have done it before. But look at all of these things that we are gifted with from this amazing Japanese Health Research Institute called Nikken. Just to help our bodies every day. And there might be phases in our life that we need to do more Jade Greenzymes. It's vitally important to make sure we are drinking enough water. A lot of people, if you ask them, "Well, how much water do you drink?" "Oh, I drink a lot." "Well, what does that mean to you?" And you might find out, well, it's 64 ounces. Well, 64 ounces times 2 that means that person weighs 128 pounds. And oftentimes this is a 200 pound man. I'm like, well, that's not enough for your body to keep it going. And then what I read about earlier about drinking coffee, and you have to drink, what was it, like another 32 glasses of water? Or, no, it's a Coke to make up for having drank that Coca-Cola. 32 glasses of water because you had that one Coke.
And that just takes it back to the place it was before you drank the Coke. In other words, your body's already thirsty and needs some water. You drink the Coke. Now you got to add 32, and you just get back to that very basic start. Now you got to drink some water.
Yeah. It's like, wow.
32 glasses. It's amazing.
Oh, Gloria is so thoughtful. Even at, what, 6 o'clock in the morning?
All the books and references, guys.
All the books and references.
Yeah, yep.
So she has Sang Wong on here. It's all on here. So
Sang Wong.
Great.
That was a great call. That's awesome. Great information.
Important, guys. It's not just sort of, and that's why I said, as consultants, we need to get the word out. Don't be bashful about it. For Pete's sake, people need it. It saves their lives. It changes their lives and the people they care about. So we've got a responsibility.
Well, that's awesome. Well, this was a great idea, Barbara, to have this call today. I'm going to stop recording.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.